welcome to the Fantasy Rewind Podcast. I'm your co-host, Dylan Stoll, and I'm joined, as always, by my friend Mike.
Hey.
So today, we are diving into a Netflix original film, which is titled...
Damsel.
Damsel, starring Millie Bobby Brown, a.k.a. Eleven from Stranger Things, a.k.a. Enola Holmes, all the E-names, because she's Elodie in this one. But before we get into anything else... We're going to give out the typical reminders here. So if you want to email the show, that is fantasyrewindpod@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram, which is @fantasyrewindpod. Or X, which is @fantasyrewind. Without any further delay, let's dive into the rewind.
Fantasy Rewind. All right, Dylan. So I just want to kind of... give a little bit of information about Damsel before we get in. One, it has a PG-13 rating.
Scandalous.
It was obviously released March 8th, 2024, so it's very recent. Has a pretty respectable runtime, 1 hour and 47 minutes. It was directed by Juan Carlos Fresnadillo. I'm so sorry. But he's a Spanish film director, scriptwriter, and producer. He directed Intacto and 28 Weeks Later.
Ooh, okay.
And he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Live Action Short Film in 1996.
It's been a while then.
Yeah, kind of like, I was like, oh, 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah, it was a sequel to 28 Days Later, horror zombie movie.
Yeah, it's been a minute, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where we find ourselves. So in this story, we have... kind of an interesting world, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We have this sort of whole scenario where there's this dragon, this king leads his knights to kill the dragon at the beginning, and that's kind of the intro of this big kingdom. And then we kind of zoom in on Millie Bobby Brown, and she's a princess in this like broke kingdom in the middle of nowhere or in the north,
chopping wood
where there's all this snow, chopping wood for, you know, the people. You can see that she is definitely someone who works for the people, and it's a big deal. I didn't actually say the IMDb rating or any of that, but let me get those real fast. So IMDb was a 6.1 out of 10.
Not meh,
terrible. Rotten Tomatoes was 56%,
meh,
and the Metacritic was 46%,
meh.
And honestly, I would kind of agree with those ratings.
Me too. Me too.
It was entertaining, but I don't think I'd watch it again.
Agreed.
And yeah, that's kind of it. The world wasn't that
interesting
to me after the movie.
I agree 100%.
Like, I would not want to go back to this world in any capacity, really. And. You know, we have dragons, we have this dragon, apparently the last of her kind, and throughout this movie, like, it's leading up to, if you watch the trailer, you know that Millie Bobby Brown's getting thrown into the pit to be a sacrifice to this dragon, right? Mm-hmm. You don't really know why until you kind of get into the story, but you can pretty quickly sort of read between the lines.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Of what happened. And I was, like, talking to Alexis because we were both... interested in this movie, and she had a friend who watched it and really liked it, and I was like, honestly, this movie is really just like a kind of a sort of a story about colonialism in some instances, because you have like this pre-existing population, right, the dragons that were living on this island country, and these people came in. And they were actually living, you find out later, in peace until the people who invaded kind of went in and ruined that peace, right? And so, like, a blood pact sort of made. And so that's where I kind of went with the colonialism aspect. Like, it was like the invaders decided, like, we're at peace, but that wasn't good enough for them, so they wanted more.
Mm.
And, you could also say classism.
Yeah,
right?
Classism, like, and of course, sexism and everything like that going on.
Yeah, they were saving, let's just kind of dive into the story here. I mean, I'm just going to broad stroke it here. We have a dragon that was really upset that her kids got killed, spoiler, instead of, because that's what the king went in, did, went in and killed her kids, her three offspring, which were all girls. And the dragon comes up, kills all of his knights, and spares the king. And in exchange, he has to send every time, every generation, like three of his offspring.
Three daughters, specifically.
Sorry,
three princesses, specifically.
Three princesses, yes, to go, and she gets to kill them. Because she never wants them to forget what they did to her, right? Mm-hmm. And this civilization, this kingdom, got very resourceful, and basically they have a whole big thing where they send one princess down, like, over the three of them total, over the course of like a week or something. We don't really know the timeline in that, but the entire kingdom kind of knows how it works.
Yep.
And the rulers, basically what they do is just cut their palms and let the blood mingle together, so that way it fools the dragon into thinking, oh, I'm killing like one of the king's kin, when in reality she's not, and she hasn't been probably for a long time.
Probably ever.
Yeah. Probably ever. Well,
yeah, maybe the first king didn't wise up enough, but after that, they probably worked out really quick how to fool the dragon.
Oh, yeah, probably. And they've just been sending princess after princess down, and so they will go to these kingdoms, and like they did with
Elodie,
Millie Bobby Brown, and basically buy her. Mm-hmm. And if the dad doesn't agree, then they probably would have taken her anyway. Mm-hmm. By force, because they have no problem killing other people just to make sure that they're safe and fine in their tower for what they did. Mm-hmm. And you don't really get that, but that's like the story. That is the story, right?
Right,
and at
right.
the end, Millie Bobby Brown, Princess Elodie finally gets the dragon's attention by having her shoot fire on herself to get in her head that, oh, it wasn't, you weren't killing like a princess of this realm like you thought you'd been. You haven't been for a long time. They've been taking advantage of you. And then they go and basically burn down their entire,
yeah, they destroy the entire civilization there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because honestly, that entire kingdom was in on mm-hmm. it. They knew, at least the rulers did.
Right.
But you can presume that pretty much everyone there knew as well. And, I mean, that is the story. But most of this movie is Princess Elodie in the dragon's den trying to survive.
Right.
And, you know, that's pretty action-packed. And she's getting little tidbits here and there throughout. But, I mean, in terms of story, that's it.
Yeah, it really is. I said sexism, but it really is a tale of classism. It really is a tale of, like,
talk me through that.
The rich and powerful taking advantage of the poor, buying mm-hmm. people to take their place in the sacrificial offering to the dragon, and just taking advantage of these people. Like, even, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her name right now, the stepmother. But she gets, like, called down by the queen multiple times, saying, like, I'm not here to make friends. I don't need more family. Go back to your, like, little peasant town, and you're still a peasant, even though you married this king of yours who's broke. Like, you're still, like, a rope maker's daughter or something like that.
Correct. Yeah.
But I thought... go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it was, after talking through this with you and talking through it again, like, very much classism. I still hold on to my colonialism aspect at the beginning there, because I think that there's something to be said for that, too. But, I mean, you could also spin that into classism.
Well, I mean, Elodie had a dream of being a colonizer. She wanted to go out and explore the land, go out and go to all these new places and everything. So you could argue that, if you really wanted to, that she wanted to become that. But it was, to me, I didn't really get the colonialization trope mm-hmm. as much. It was more classism going on and, like, fighting against the man and, you know, fighting against the government. That's in place. The rulers in place of this kingdom here. The rich and powerful taking advantage of those weaker. Yeah. But I thought overall... Yeah,
you could even say the dragon was... I'm not sure what the dragon could be a metaphor for. Probably a lot of things, but like... Oh, yeah. We don't have to get into that right now, but I'm just like sitting there trying to... Like thinking through the dragon's like role in this. I'm just like definitely a metaphor for quite a few different things.
Yeah, but what I want to just talk about really quick, a couple things here.
Go for it.
First of all, what did you think of the dragon's design? Because personally, I didn't like it.
Yeah, the dragon was okay. It was okay.
So what I didn't like about it is the fact that it had four legs and then wings, rather than having the front legs being like attached kind of to the wings and stuff like that. It just didn't look quite right, and it was a little small too. But
yeah, I mean, honestly, that part didn't bother me because I've seen so many different variations.
Oh, dragons are a mythical creature, so of course you can draw them how you want to.
You know, yeah, that part didn't bother me at all. And the talking, honestly, thank gosh they did that because that made it so much more
interesting. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. But the design, yeah, I mean, visually, it still looked pretty
good. Still looked all right,
yeah. The CGI looked good and stuff, but like... There was a lot of times during the movie, like when the dragon was hunting her, that I was just kind of like, I don't really understand, like, why we're playing this game of cat and mouse.
Yeah, I didn't really get that either. The largest part of the movie was a game of hide and seek of Elodie versus the dragon. And one thing I didn't really like as much was how they had basically so many other girls get as far as Elodie did. And then have her basically kind of like add her name to the list of women on the wall that were like sacrificed and killed for no reason. Just because they got tricked and fooled to go to the dragon's den here. But like, I thought that a vast majority of these women probably would have been killed right off the bat.
Oh, agreed.
And so, like, I thought that Elodie, like, did fairly well getting to where she got to, like, the hiding place, the safe place. But it looks like almost every other girl that had been sacrificed got there.
Well, we don't know, right? I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Is this three girls, we don't know how often it was. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, how many centuries had gone by. But, yeah, I agree with you. Having also the thing that I thought, talking about the girls for a moment, having the other, she seeing the other girl who got sacrificed,
right?
That other girl, did she know? Because it kind of felt like she might have known. The way she looked at Elodie, like
in the tower,
very sad, like she wanted to tell her something, you know. So like I was like sitting there, I was like, I wonder if she knew what was going to happen to her. You know, maybe she was someone from the kingdom, and
yeah, maybe part of their ritual was one from the kingdom, two from away, or whatever. But
yeah, it kind of left some stuff there that was kind of like, where do they get the other girls from? You know, are they all princesses, or are they just people like women?
Yeah, do they like make a rope maker's daughter into a princess just to sacrifice her, or like where do they get their girls from?
And also too, like with the mom was like the way she was like talking and acting, the mom of not
the stepmom, Elodie, but the mother, the queen.
Yeah, the queen who was engineering all this, right? Because the king didn't even have a voice in this,
right?
It was her. It seemed like she'd done this multiple times, almost. The way she was so efficient, like, everything else, it was like, oh, you've done this, like, three or four times? Like, I don't know.
Well, she was probably raised up in this happening as well, because, again, once a generation. So
it would have happened to her, and now it's happening to her son, and she might have been there. You know,
she might have witnessed it happening.
It would only been those two times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, speaking to the world itself, like you alluded to earlier, there was nothing really in there that I felt was, like, very substantive or, like, really grabbed my attention. Yeah. That would make me want to come back. Because even in the end, the dragon flies away with Elodie, presumably going back to the frozen tundra in the north. And it's like, wait.
To die?
Yeah. Why? You have this new kingdom. Your father's dead. It's you and your stepmother now. Bring your people down to you in this nice wonderland, like, of well-tempered environments, like, of wealth. Like, bringing your people to where this old kingdom was. Unless, like, it's just so traumatic you don't want to. But the ending was just so weird to me, how they were just going off back home. And it didn't really feel satisfying, the ending, at least to me.
No. And also, too, her walking out of the castle and it blowing up behind her, I was like, okay.
I can forgive that. That's like cheesy action movie stuff.
That was just so cheese, though. I was just like, okay. A castle's exploding.
But, like, it never really gave, like, any background for why her kingdom was poor. It never even gave her kingdom's name, unless I'm mistaken.
I don't believe it did. It may have in some little way, but
yeah.
No, we don't know why they were poor, presumably just because of the harsh weather. In that case, why would you even settle there?
Why would you go back?
Yeah. Maybe if she was just going to, like, tell her people and the dragon just wanted the company because now they're biffles.
Of course.
I don't know. You know, what's the dragon eat, too? Like, is it going to feast on your friends? Like,
right, it's going to eat your poor people now.
Also, how long does the dragon live? And if it had, like, there's so many questions, too. Yeah, like,
of course.
It had the three babies, right? But with what or who? Does it just self-create them? Why didn't it have any more? Like, you know, there was some questions there just with that. I was like, She could have been like, oh, yeah, my mate died, like, after they were conceived, the eggs were hatched or whatever.
Like, or, like, maybe, like, the kingdom killed her mate or whatever.
Well, then, I mean, oh, yeah, that would have been extra, like, but then she probably would have just destroyed everything.
Yeah.
You know, why? If they had the technology to kill her, they would have done it, yeah. Right?
Maybe the mate, flew off after it, got her pregnant or something. I don't know.
And the other thing, too, on this is, like, they had those dragons coming in. Like, what were those for? Like, was it just to, like, warn people? You know? It just didn't make a lot of sense. Also, too, why she would let this whole civilization that murdered her three children just thrive.
Right, right.
Obviously, she wasn't an evil entity. She didn't want that. She let them prosper. Because, I mean, that was the biggest thing to me was, like, oh, this dragon's flying to its den. This king's riding in to, like, get revenge, presumably, at that time. You didn't really know. Mm-hmm. But, like, why? He has this whole huge kingdom built. Obviously, this dragon was not an issue.
Well, I mean, historically, knights attack dragons to get their gold.
Yeah, but this dragon didn't have any gold.
She had a small treasure hoard, but her real treasure was her children. And
yes, which dragons... The dragon babies were gold themselves?
Their blood looked golden or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like the fluid they were in was like gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It led, like, there was some interesting things there that could have been explored just a little bit that would have made this world a bit more intriguing. But instead leaving it, I'm just kind of like, why did they do that? Oh, well, I won't know. Who cares?
I mean, all we really know is that this is a very shallow fantasy pool that they played in. With, like, very surface-level stuff. Like, it's not really... Nothing was really elaborated on other than there's dragons, there's knights, there's ritual sacrifice.
You should care. Yes.
That's it.
Now, I do like that this movie had a female front and center who was pretty kick-ass.
I mean, this was definitely, like, a woman empowerment movie. Oh, yeah. Every character that had any substance to them was a female.
Oh, agreed. But I mean, like, if we think about fantasy movies.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's not
mostly.
When you think of, like, a fantasy princess, you don't think of a warrior.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really liked that.
Oh, yeah. That was totally fine by me. Like, and
the dragon, too. great.
I actually thought that for what she was given, Millie Bobby Brown did really well in this movie. And like,
yeah, I thought she was
I
great.
Thought like her acting and her action skills that she did in this were fairly enjoyable. Like, we've been kind of crapping on the movie a little bit, just talking about like the bad parts about it. But in reality, like, it really is an okay enough movie. Like, I'm not upset that I watched it for like an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. That's fairly quick for a fantasy movie, to be honest. And the surface level stuff we get, you kind of get a little bit more in like a young adult fantasy movie, like Divergent or something like that. But this was still like a fairly enjoyable enough movie where I wouldn't watch it again, probably. But I'm not mad that I did. It was an okay use of my time, and it was enjoyable enough.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I'm glad I watched it, would not watch it again, right? Mm-hmm. And I think they did a good enough job, like, how they unveiled the story, even though there were hints throughout, and you could pretty easily tell
For sure.
You were like, okay. You know, you kind of like, all right, just give me the next little bit here. But realistically, yeah, most of the movie was the cat and mouse, hide and seek.
Right. And that's where, like, again, like, why I wish that Millie Bobby Brown's character, Elodie, was a little bit more special. And instead of, like, just doing what every girl before her did. I wish that, like, she had done, like, it had been shown that, like, she did succeed where others failed. And, I mean, you kind of get that by the end of it, but, like, during her, that cat and mouse part, you just basically see her falling into the same traps that all the other women before her did, of going to these places that are safe or not safe, or, like, following the breadcrumb trails and, like, watching their ghosts and stuff.
Yeah. She really needed the sacrifice of her father
to motivate her.
To motivate her, but also to allow her to kind of push forward, right? I think she sort of realized, like, oh, someone's not coming to save me. Got to save myself. Yes. And she did that.
Yep. And then she shifted to being choosing the savior of her sister as well.
Yes. And instead of choosing to continue the cycle of violence, she forgave. And
right. She heals the dragon towards the end of the movie after she defeats it. And the dragon's like, just kill me, you know, like, end my pain. And Elodie's like, no, I'm not like these people that put me in here. I'm better than that. I'm going to show you that some humans are good still. And she puts the little magical healing slugs on the dragon. And, what did you think of those things? Because we haven't talked about those.
Plot, man, has such a wonder. We need something that's going to heal her from her wounds.
Yes, I was, like, laughing out loud when I saw those things the first time.
I was like, okay, cool. Very cool. But, yeah. I mean, that's kind of, like, it for me.
It really is, yeah.
Enjoyable movie. Like, go check it out if you like fantasy movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a watch. Just don't go in thinking it's going to be anything, like, game-changing. But it's enjoyable enough. If you have, like, 2 hours to kill, why not throw it on? It's good enough to entertain you.
Yep.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us in our coverage of Damsel here. And it's going to be it for us for this episode here. So it's going to be two nerds signing off, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
See ya. Bye.